We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's head back out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline, where we find Mr. Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette. Covers the Pirates. A lot of news around that team with the draft, the trade deadline, and everything else happening with the Pirates. Jason, I want to start with this. Last night's effort from Bryce Wilson. I was impressed to a degree, but it feels, if you can't strike people out this day and age in Major League Baseball, I feel like you have long odds to succeed. I really do. It feels like Trevor Williams territory to me. But having said that, it was a pretty impressive debut. How'd you feel about last night and about his future here?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of agree with you, Joe, and that I'd like to see a few strikeouts mixed in there. I don't think he needs to be Garrett Cole 2.0 or something like that. But, you know, I was encouraged by it. I'm encouraged by it because they don't have a lot else to be encouraged by when it comes to starting pitchers the rest of the way. I liked his changeup, as odd as that sounds. And, you know, expecting a ton of strikeouts from this guy probably isn't what we should be doing, just because, like, his spin stuff, he does use the least out of anything. He's got decent fastball velocity. He knows where it's going. He seems to have a pretty good idea how to pitch. But I liked what his changeup looked like, and I want to see more. You know, he went 5 innings. I wish he would have went longer, to be honest with you. That was another one of my takeaways. Like, you know, the old Sheltie quick hook came out, and I understand it a little bit. But, again, I just want to see more. I think some more strikeouts will be there. And as far as his future, he's going to have a chance to pitch the rest of the way, and there is plenty of opportunity in their starting rotation.
I just feel like it's tough to succeed, and there are pitchers out there, and you and I could both point to some who are succeeding without striking people out. I just feel like it's tough these days for people to have long, successful careers if they don't really have swing and miss stuff. That's all. Not saying it can't be done.
Yeah, no, and I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I also know where the Pirates are competitively. And, like, you know, I would maybe put it into a category of, like, walking before you're able to run. But, you know, having a rotation full of 5 guys who can strike people out, great. But, like, right now I'll take a rotation full of 5 guys who can throw strikes and, like, have some tempo whatsoever to what they're doing. So I'm just saying I agree with you. But, like, for what they have right now at the major league level, cool. I thought the kid did a nice job.
For what they have right now, you and I and Malzi could be 3 of their pitchers. I mean, this is disastrous at the moment, which is no surprise, right? I mean, I think they're going to stink next year, too. I don't see how there's any way they can't. And I actually think that's best for the plan here, because they're going to get another high draft pick. What do you see happening between now and then? Is there any reason to believe the Pirates won't be a unanimous pick for last place next season?
Outside of other teams being equally as bad, no. You know, I think you're going to get into a lottery, not in an actual draft sense. It's just like, you know, other teams, the Tigers or the Orioles or the Diamondbacks or whatever, like, they're all bereft of talent. You know, and to your earlier point, Joe, like, I completely agree with that. I don't see a problem with that. The Pirates' talent right now is in the Florida Complex League, is in low A Bradenton, is in high A Greensboro. They've got a couple guys at Altoona, and that's great. And I'm excited to see what Rodolfo Castro and Mason Martin or G1 Bay or Neil Cruz or Ronzi Contreras, you know, et cetera. Like, those guys are going to trickle in. But when they get that sort of talent en masse at those lower levels, that's when you're going to see things turn. And to me, that's, you know, midway through 2023, the beginning of 2024, something like that, where you can start to feel better. But, you know, until baseball fixes its economic system, teams like the Pirates, and, you know, this isn't a defense of Bob Nutting. This isn't a criticism of Bob Nutting. It's just teams that operate the way the Pirates do have very little chance of doing anything, and it stinks. I wish there was a cap and a floor, but really the only reality they have is to do what they're doing right now.
And they're not going to fix the economic system, so they better be working on the model of the Rays, the A's. The Brewers don't break any payroll records. The Cleveland baseball team doesn't break any payroll records. But I just named four pretty successful franchises that usually find themselves in the bottom 10 in payroll. Maybe the Brewers a little bit higher, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're exactly right in what they need to be doing, Joe. And I think that's the track they're on. I mean, you know, the Rays do a very good job of backfilling. You know, they make a trade, they win the trade. They get a bunch of younger guys, they develop them the right way, they make the most out of that return. They do it in the draft. They do it internationally. And the Pirates know that. They've screwed that stuff up over the past handful of years. I think it's in a much better spot now with Ben Cherington. You know, I would say teams like the Brewers or maybe throw the Twins in there. I think you threw one other that spends a little bit more. I mean, that should be the goal. The Pirates should be able to get there. There's nothing that says that they can't get there. Now, is it smart to plunk down that much money now? I mean, you know, ideally in a perfect world, sure, I'd love that. But, like, you know, you need to grow it in a way that makes sense. Like, if they spend an extra $10 million, $20 million right now, what's that going to do? You're just going to suck less. Like, you might as well just be bad, get the picks that come along with that, get those opportunities, and do exactly what they did in this draft. Do that a couple times, and then spend your money. You know, when that push comes in 2023, 2024, I firmly believe they're going to spend. They're going to need to spend. There's going to be places to supplement. They need to extend guys. I believe they will. But right now, that would be wasted money.
So the farm system, I think, will be number one in baseball in short order here. I think that's the way it's trending. I think I just read where Jim Bowden believes his team will be contending by around 24, 25, right around there. I actually think that there's a bright future here. I do. Maybe I'm completely nuts, but when we talk about baseball or any other sport, including, by the way, the Steelers and the Penguins, I mean, the Steelers had to go 6-10 to get Ben. The Penguins had to, you know, practically leave town to get Sidney Crosby and Malkin and Fleury. It's just, it to me, this is the way it almost has to go. And they're not going to be good again next year. And that's just a fact. And they're going to have to develop. So tell me why I should have confidence in a Ben Cherington-led regime that the next phase, which is development, why I should have confidence in that.
Yep, absolutely. And that's a fair thing to ask as a fan. If I had my fan hat on, I'd be doing the exact same thing. So they went out and hired again in John Baker, who's a former catcher for the Cubs, really fascinating guy. I talked to him, I think it was last week. I was in Arizona that trip, had a long conversation with him, and about sort of doing things differently. And one of the lines that stands out to me, what Baker said, is you don't have to be bad to get better. And that, like, the Pirates are implementing a bunch of different stuff like that. Like, it doesn't mean always rehabbing players. One of the things, one tangible example I can give you is they created what they called a pitching lab. And basically it's like taking these baseball ranches, Driveline is a popular one you've heard of, but they exist in Florida, Texas, California, where guys go to these places and they really drill into the science of it. Like Travis Sautrick wrote an excellent book called The MVP Machine, centered around one. And the Pirates want to create their own one of those. And they've invested the resources in it, in the people, the technology, whatever. And, like, yes, you should do that 1,000 times. You also need people like Baker who have a different sort of view on this. The Pirates do a really good job treating minor league players well. They want to do an even better job and invest in these guys and invest in how they're coached. Previously, the Pirates would emphasize, you know, lifestyle things, you know, like it was almost militaristic. And I don't want to bring up the Hoka Hay thing because that's not what I mean, but you know, it was more of an emphasis on like a big picture thing, whereas the Ben Cherington group is more, let's work on baseball skills. Let's work on, okay, you're having trouble hitting off-speed stuff the opposite way. Let's drill into exactly why that's happening and fix it. You know, it's a much more baseball player-specific brand of development that I think it's happening around the game right now, and Cherington and his staff get that part of it.
Jason, I appreciate the time. Oh, one last I had here. Castro, Adolfo Castro, is he a legit prospect here? Does he have a legitimate chance to be their long-term second baseman? Because they seem to have a number of guys at that position at the moment, prospect-wise.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a bit of a logjam, Joe, and that's a good problem to have. I mean, I and they hope that they have like 8 more of those problems where you have multiple people for one position. I don't know if he'll be at second base. I think Nick Gonzalez is probably better defensively. I think they might try to expose him to some outfield, see how he does. But his bat puts him in the conversation. You know, when he's truly ready to be an everyday guy, I think the DH will be in the National League. So maybe that's an option. But, yes, like, is he somebody they expect to be part of this future? Absolutely. It's just a matter of figuring out where.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Joe. Have a good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.